99 or higher, dial **1163 on your mobile phone right now to see if your car qualifies. All repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past. Just dial **1163 and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Dial **1163 on your mobile phone right now. Call now to find out how you pay nothing for auto repairs. Dial **1163. That's **1163. Dial **1163.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255, 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has topped 500,000. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden, Vice President Harris, and their spouses will mark 500,000 American virus deaths this evening.
Tonight's events, including the president's remarks, will highlight the magnitude of loss that this milestone marks for the American people and so many families across the country. He will also speak to the power of the American people to turn the tide on this pandemic by working together.
The U.S. toll is by far the highest reported in the world. Despite the rollout of vaccines since mid-December, a closely watched model from the University of Washington projects more than 589,000 dead by June 1st. Republican officials in Texas are vowing that sky-high electric bills will not be forced on residents recovering from the winter weather last week. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says he wants to make sure residents get help with those sky-high electric bills.
These people can't afford $20,000 bills or $10,000 bills or $5,000 bills. And we're going to figure our way through that. It's not easy, but we will. So I'm saying to the people, don't panic on that issue. We'll figure this out.
The surge in pricing is hitting people who have chosen to pay wholesale prices for their power. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden continues to support his budget director nominee, Neera Tanden, despite mounting opposition in the Senate.
I think the fact that the president nominated her to lead the budget, to be running OMB, reflects his view that she's the right person to be in his cabinet.
Key senators like West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin and Republican Susan Collins and Mitt Romney are opposing Tanden's nomination after she spent years attacking Republicans and other lawmakers on her Twitter account. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 27, but the NASDAQ plunged 341 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. I'm Jim Dallas with this KMZQ News Flash. Nevada's coronavirus test positivity rate is below 10% for the first time since early November. Numbers released yesterday by the Nevada Health and Human Services shows the Silver State's 14-day positivity rate at 9.9%. The last time the rate was below 10 was November 3rd. State health officials say the CDC wants the rate to be close to 5%. Well, it wasn't a holiday weekend, but there was another traffic jam yesterday. Southbound on the 15 at the California-Nevada border at Prim. The RTC reports the backup reached 10 miles at one point yesterday afternoon. Traffic at the borderline has been slow since the COVID-19 pandemic hit in March, but the volume has steadily been increasing since Nevada casinos reopened last June. Well, the Raiders defensive back was among three people arrested for street racing in Houston, Texas early Saturday morning. Yakima Sivarand, he spent most of the 2020 season with the Raiders on the practice squad, was recently signed to a reserve futures contract. And Absinthe has announced the show will be returning on the Las Vegas Strip on St. Patrick's Day.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, look for some congestion on the 15 right now, northbound at Tropicana, south at 15 at Spring Mountain. You're getting some reduced speeds there, 95 westbound at Rancho. And watch for a construction zone. That's at the 215 and St. Rose. Reduced speeds in both directions in that corridor.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Monday brand new week. And great news, the gentleman Jim Dallas brought you, that Absinthe is returning, and appropriately enough, on the one-year anniversary of the Governor Sisolak mandate that we close down the economy, they're going to reopen on St. Paddy's Day. And I will always remember St. Paddy's Day 2020 Just a horrific, horrific day in the life of Nevadans. But maybe it's turning around. We'll find out. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with my buddy Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us. Right now, President Biden is commemorating 500,000 dead Americans, and it's almost gleeful. If you watch CNN or MSNBC, as we inched closer to 500,000, Victor, what do you make of this? It's almost as if the Democrats are celebrating.
Well, I think there's been a lot of that. I mean, you certainly saw that through the campaign, where the coronavirus was presented as some sort of unique failing by President Trump. And I mean, it's a global pandemic. It's hurt countries throughout the world, and other countries have had it worse than the United States. And the truth is, there's simply no good answer to the coronavirus, which is why Joe Biden was elected and the coronavirus didn't end. As you said, he's commemorating the deaths of 500,000 Americans, which is obviously a tragedy. But it's certainly been a mistake to try and, you know, lay this at the feet of any politician in the United States or in any other country. I mean, it's a global pandemic. You know, if it could have been stopped, someone would have stopped it.
Well, you know what's interesting is we were all listening to Anthony Fauci in the Trump administration, and he was derided by folks on the left and the right, you know, the use of masks and all of that. But now he's working for Biden, and now all of a sudden he's a genius. Should we regard him differently because he's working for the other side?
Well, no, I wouldn't regard him based on that. I mean, I think the problem is that he just hasn't kept his story straight on much of anything. And if you remember back a year ago in March, he was saying, you know, don't mask up. It's bad to mask up or it doesn't matter if you mask up because, you know, and then he admitted later, well, we really just needed the mask for the healthcare workers. So, you know, we were telling a noble lie. You know, it's my words, not his, obviously. And then school reopenings. I mean, he's been on all sides of the school reopening issue. You know, the Biden administration said, oh, we didn't have any vaccine distribution plan. He, you know, the day that came out, he said, well, actually, there was a plan. And then later he said, well, I think what you know, Kamala Harris meant was, you know, there wasn't as much of a federal effort. So I just, you know, he's kind of gotten over his skis, and he's just not kept a straight story. And so it's hard to take him seriously.
I want to ask you, you mentioned schools opening, and this week teachers are in their classrooms by themselves. Next week the students, at least some students, return. Some will remain on distance learning in a hybrid setting. What do you make of what the Clark County School District is doing? Clearly what happened last spring didn't work. It was a miserable failure. Distance learning proved to be a failure on just about every level. What about this new way of educating our kids? Is it going to work?
Well, I think it's better than what we had, which was, you know, all virtual. At least you've got some kids in the classroom 2 days a week. Do I think it's the best? No, I don't think it's the best. I think it's, you know, a far cry from what it should be, given that other states have been open for months without, you know, a surge caused by schools. But it's a start, and so we give them credit for taking a step. Superintendent Jara, I've certainly had a number of disagreements with him, but, you know, he has been an advocate for reopening the schools, but he is limited by the school board and by the teachers union. And so I think he's done the best he can, and we can celebrate it as a step forward, but obviously not where we need to end up.
Do you worry that that our children are not going to understand hybrid learning, that we're now teaching them another version of education, this where you spend a few days in the classroom, a few days at home, as opposed to trying to learn distance learning, which clearly didn't work? Do you worry that we're going to confuse the kids?
Well, I mean, I don't think any more than we already have. I mean, certainly there's going to be a learning curve. You know, just to being back in a classroom is going to be a learning curve. You know, when you're that young, you know, you're going to be excited to see your friends. The teacher hasn't had time to set, you know, expectations for in-classroom behavior. So, yeah, there are certainly going to be changes. You know, kids might be getting new teachers based on how things shake out. But, you know, I have faith that the kids will adapt, and being in the classroom is better than being online for many kids, and I think it's a step forward.
Again, Victor Jenks joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. There are a lot of parents in the Clark County School District who are flat-out mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore. These are parents of young people who are athletes and who are being told that for the second straight spring, you're not going to have organized sports. Are the parents justified?
Oh, absolutely they're justified. I mean, it makes no sense that this Clark County School District isn't allowing winter sports. It's just, you know, there's been a lot of talk about mental health. Superintendent Jarre has made that a big priority. Well, getting kids outside, playing, interacting with their friends, that's very good for students' mental health. And I think this is just a big missed opportunity. I certainly understand the perspective of, you know, we want academics first and high schoolers aren't in the class. But, you know, there's not a trade-off here. We should certainly do both, but, you know, since the district has committed to doing these early elementary kids first, they should at least say, well, you know, I don't have to wait for the union's approval. Get out there and play some sports.
Well, maybe we need to backtrack just a little bit to explain to people, why is it that other school districts around the state are going to have interscholastic activities and the Clark County School District is not? Can you explain why?
Well, the organization that regulates high school sports basically left it up to each of the different school districts about whether or not they would participate in. Actually, the fall sports are happening next week. And the other districts around the state have been meeting in person. It might be hybrid, but they've been meeting in person. And the Clark County School District, their position, not mandated by anyone, Jarre has said, well, we're not doing sports until we're back in the class. And I just, you know, so, you know, he's tying it to classroom learning, but there's nothing actually holding the district back from having or from starting sports. It's something that's been imposed by Jarre.
There has been a tremendous amount of emotion on the part of kids, on the part of the parents. They've had the Let Them Play rallies in high schools all across Southern Nevada, and yet nothing has changed. Is it possible there could be a change of heart on the part of the Board of Trustees to let these kids play?
Absolutely. Absolutely it's possible. I mean, there's nothing that says that they can't change their minds, and I certainly hope that they do change their minds, you know, and, you know, just come out and make whatever excuse you want. Just say, look, we've heard from the community, and it's time to do sports. You know, look at the great vaccine numbers and the infection rate dropping so dramatically, and, you know, based on this new information, we think it's okay to play sports. I mean, come up with whatever excuse you want. Just let them play sports. Let us get back to normal.
Or maybe just the simple, we screwed up. I mean, that's a decent explanation, but you don't get that from politicians.
I'm not going to get overly optimistic here.
No. But sometimes honesty and forthrightness is ordered, and that would seem to be. By the way, do you think it will happen? Do you think the? And I'm not even sure when the next school board meeting is, the Board of Trustees meeting is. But do you think it will happen that they might backtrack and say, okay, come on, let the kids play? Right.
I don't think it will happen. I'd love to be the optimist here, but, you know, it just seems like when Jarre kind of puts his foot in the stand, you know, unless there's just huge pushback from the Board of Trustees, I don't think it's going to change. But I would love to be proven wrong. I certainly would be thrilled.
More coming up with Victor Jenks, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll talk about Joe Biden 1 month into his presidency. We'll talk about passing the torch from Rush to who. We'll talk about a lot of different stuff. And one thing that we're going to talk about a lot this afternoon, and that is how Big Mo, I think, has changed when it comes to the coronavirus. You know, big momentum, like they say in sports. Big Mo, he's changed uniforms, and we'll talk a little bit about that and the numbers that Victor was alluding to coming down like this. It's incredible, and they're down dramatically. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
A
unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Listen, could Gregory change your life?
I went from size 44 pants back to the size 38 pants that I had worn when I was in college. Now the 38-inch pants fall off of me. I lost the weight. I felt better. I've lost 63 pounds and 6 inches of pant size. God bless you for having this product and having it at a reasonable price.
Outstanding. Gregory is 70 and lost belly fat and 6 inches off his waist in 5 months. Since 2004, Andro 400 has been helping men, like you, lose belly fat, gain energy, and improve their lifestyle. We guarantee it. Go to Andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
COVID-19 has killed more people in 8 months than flu has in 5 years. But now, there's hope. A COVID-19 vaccine is the tool we need to protect us. Clinical trials have shown the vaccine to be safe and effective. If enough Nevadans get vaccinated, we can restore community life. We can end this pandemic, but it will take all of us. Get the facts. Join the fight at nvcovidfighter.org. This message, sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. By the way, bottom of the hour, I'll let you hear a little bit of Anthony Fauci. He was on Fox News Sunday. And while I got to tell you, I am encouraged by what I've seen. I think I agree with Dr. Anthony Fauci. We're not out of the woods yet. Joining us, as he does every Monday, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And how close are we to normalcy? I mean, are we 6 months? Are we a year? Are we going to still be wearing masks at Christmas?
Well, we better not be. I mean, there's just no point. I mean, I really think once... I mean, there's two ways to define normalcy, right? One is, when does the risk level get very low, and when do the governors start opening up the state? But look, I mean, you look at the death rates. I want to say something around 80% of the fatalities have been people 60 and over. So once we vaccinated everyone 60 and over who wants to be vaccinated, I think the state should open back up, especially because we'll be just weeks behind people 50 and over getting vaccinated. And look, the vaccine has been incredibly effective. They've done studies in Israel of hundreds of thousands of people who've gotten the vaccine, and we're talking like, 15 people out of 500,000 who have been hospitalized, no deaths. And it's just, I mean, it's miraculous. I mean, it's a miracle of modern medicine, an answer to a lot of prayer and a result of a lot of hard work. But there's no reason to keep things shut down, I think, even past May 1st.
Really? You mean open everything up?
I would open everything up. I mean,
brothels?
I might not open those up for other reasons, but I mean, I don't think, look, I think we should have been relaxed throughout this whole thing, just in terms of you tell people what their risk level is and let people get on with their lives. And it's just, it's made no sense for a virus that's targeted the elderly so aggressively to treat everyone like they're over 75. Look, if you're 30, your risk level is simply very low. Now, if you're around a 75-year-old, then act accordingly. But we never should have acted like this treated everyone differently. And, and then you go back to the schools. I mean, you talk about kids. I mean, this is safer for kids, or less deadly for kids than the seasonal flu, than pneumonia. And so just the hysteria around this, around what's very serious, but it's not the same level of seriousness for everyone. And I think it's just been a mistake to act like it is.
Let me just ask you, the rollout of the vaccine, I called around today just to check. And I called the governor's hotline. I called Walmart. I called Albertsons. All these folks. And none of them have any answers. Well, we're not taking reservations. Sorry. Then when will you? Nobody has an answer. What is going on in the rollout? I understand the weather. I understand the weather down in Texas and around the country. It was cold and it was snowy and it was icy. But we're not getting a lot of good answers. Is that due to government or is it something else?
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of factors. I mean, obviously the weather has delayed the vaccines that should have already been there. People are waiting on, just trying to do people with the second shot. And so if you have a 2-week delay for those people, then you got a 2-week backlog of people who need the second shot. And they're creating this vaccine from scratch. I mean, it's been less than a year that coronavirus has really been on the scene. And it's amazing, I think, that we have this many doses. I mean, if you would have said a year ago, well, in a year, you'll have 10% of your state vaccinated, people would have said, no, that's crazy. That's impossible. So obviously it's not here as fast as anyone wants. I think it was a mistake to prioritize people who weren't over 70 unless they worked in the medical field. But it's coming, it's coming. There are more doses every week. And I think really people should be really encouraged.
I want to ask you, we just got past on the 20th, the 1 month anniversary of the Biden administration. What do you think of it so far?
Well, I mean, it's been basically as expected. I mean, he's extremely radical. I mean, just on everything. And what's amazing is there's almost been more coverage of Trump than what his radical policies are. And maybe some of that is a function of the fact that many of them aren't going to go very far. But, I mean, his immigration policy proposals are incredibly radical. We're talking about full-scale amnesty, almost no border security, basically creating the status quo again after we've done another amnesty. His gun proposals are extremely radical. The coronavirus bill is so big that even, some liberal economists are saying, hey, hold up, this is way more stimulus than we could possibly need. I mean, he's been extremely radical.
I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes, we have spent the last week plus essentially mourning the passing of Rush Limbaugh. We all knew it was going to happen. It was stage 4 lung cancer. We were fairly certain that he was going to be leaving us soon. My question is, who's the logical successor to Rush Limbaugh? That conservative voice that can settle all of us down, even on the worst days. Who is it that's out there?
Kevin Wall. I mean, I think if you're in Las Vegas, you should be tuning in and understanding the news. I mean, on more of a national level, I think Ben Shapiro probably is the person who kind of steps into that gap. You know, obviously, I think he targets a little bit younger of a demographic. But I think really the amazing thing about Rush is he's not going to be replaced by any one person. He's going to be replaced by, you know, dozens of well-known.